Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now.
Okay, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for us to align with our highest and our best self. In order for us to be the creator of our realities, we have to understand that the state in which we are manifesting in, it becomes the reality in which we are creating. My name is Michelle Juanita Lamont, and if this is your first time tuning in to Manifesting Miracles, well, welcome, beloved. Yes, you are loved here. You are wanted here. You are needed here. You're my best friend for right now. And right now, I'm yours because I'm the only person right now that is willing to sit down and explain to you how to get from point A to point B in your vibrational scale in order for your vibration, your frequency, and your energy to match the emotional scale of vibrational state in order for your manifestations to become part of your reality. And a lot of times, I think that so many of us misunderstand what manifesting is. Manifesting is taking a thought, a vibrational, emotional thought, and turning it into a reality. Let's say that again. Manifesting is taking a vibrational point of being and making it into your state of being, meaning your reality, because emotions play off of our vibration. Okay, let me say that again. Emotions play off our vibration. And when we are sitting and stewing and contemplating and creating in this negative vibrational state of being, we become equal to that vibrational state of being. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, I want to welcome you from wherever you are around the planet, whatever solar system you're listening to, whatever galaxy you're in, whatever dimensional, whatever timeline you are in, whatever the reality looks like for you, Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Michelle Juanita Lamont, and this is Manifesting Miracle, the podcast that makes manifesting a snap, because it is time for you to finally get everything that you know that you're worthy of receiving. And I am sick and tired of people helping you fail. I'm sick and tired of people letting you down. I'm sick and tired of people not fulfilling promises and not keeping their word on things, because now it is time for you to live in a new reality. I want to help you create the most beautiful reality that there ever has been or that ever will be. I want you to live in a state of being where you wake up and you cannot believe that this is your reality. I love you. You are worthy of all of my attention and affection. And what I want most right now is for you to understand that God and you are not separate, that the divine light that is inside of a bird is inside of you, that is inside the sun is inside of you, that is inside the moon is inside of you, that is inside of a flower, that is inside of a bee, that's inside of a dolphin, that's even in your kitty and your dog. All of that glorious things, all the things that you love that bring you joy, that bring a little bit of sunlight to the dark days, that's you. You can't recognize it if you don't have it. You can't have any sort of vibrational reach in the scale of love and above if you're constantly dwelling in a lower state of being. And what you have to understand is that it's not the other person when you're in a relationship that is bringing you so much joy. It's what you see in yourself that the other person is reflecting back to you. And so many times, we are a part of the illusion of our repressed state of being. In fact, Einstein said, reality is merely an illusion. And he was absolutely right, because when we are in a vibrational state, our energy becomes our reality. Let me explain it to you another way. So our emotions play off of your vibration, and everything in this universe carries an energy, a frequency, and a vibration. Let's do that again the Tesla way. Energy, vibration, frequency, it's in your reality. Energy, vibration, frequency, it's in your reality. So in order for us to be vibrational matched to the frequency, so therefore all of a sudden it appears, we have to really align ourselves in a way that helps us understand that we are not moving the needle the way that we're doing it so far. And I want to help you. You see, each and every one of these podcasts or YouTube segments now are created as a way for me to help you no matter where you are, no matter what country you live in, no matter your educational background, your financial background, your sexual orientation, your religious background or lack thereof, your emotional state of being, the race, the creed, the ethnicity, or however you identify. So many times we have been told that we have to manifest we can only manifest if we're happy, 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 happy. That's just not true. Now, I don't want to be Debbie Downer over here, because I'm definitely a not Debbie Downer, but I definitely want you to understand how powerful you are. I want you to see yourself the way that the universe sees you. And a lot of this has to do with the way that your current reality looks. You see, if your current reality has not changed, meaning if you're in the same job, if you're in the same situation, if everything financially, emotionally, vibrationally, energetically is consistently the same over the last year and a half to 2 years, you're stuck in a state of being. And in that reality, if nothing has changed, then that state of being that you're in is a result of your thoughts. Because what are emotions? Emotions are just thoughts. Because without changing our thoughts, our mind, our energy, our vibration, and our frequency cannot change. And one thing you have to remember, your thought is just a thought. It's not who you are. A thought is just a thought. It's not who you are. You are not your thoughts. We are just our thoughts.
Let me give you an example of what I mean by this, because so many times that emotional state of being can just lock you in place and make you believe that this is your reality. Like, how am I going to get out of this? I work 60 hours a week. I've got 3 kids, et cetera, et cetera. But I have this dream. I want to manifest this and I want to manifest that. And I want you to manifest it. There's nobody on the planet that believes in you more right now than Michelle J. Lamont. And the reason that I say this is because I've had some crazy ideas in my life and nobody believed me, and they always worked out. So you're not an unmovable object. Your ideas can fluctuate. Your thoughts can fluctuate. Your emotions can fluctuate. And therefore, what does that mean? Your reality can change. So let me give you an example. There's a great example that Dr. Wayne Dyer used to give in his speeches. And he would say, if a woman is holding an orange and she squeezes it, what comes out? Orange juice. Correct. If a man squeezes an orange, what comes out? Orange juice. Correct. If an elephant puts his paw down on an orange and smashes it, what comes out? Orange juice. If you're angry and you squeeze the orange, does it matter? No, it's always going to produce orange. Why? Because that is a in-state, unflowed reality. That reality will never change, and it's not supposed to. It's a constant reality in which it's always orange juice. So I guess if you're happy, it doesn't matter if you've had a bad day, if your kid skipped school and got in trouble, if you found out that, you know, your husband hasn't been paying, your significant other hasn't been paying the bill, and now it's come past due and they've been lying to you. Whatever the situation is, if you are in a higher vibrational state of being, it won't matter who squeezes you, who puts pressure on you, who says what, because your emotional, vibrational, and frequency energy will not change. When we are not going to be an immovable object, we're at the highest state of being. But if people, situations, and things can alter your reality that quickly, where you can go from pleasant to angry, from happy to sad, then you're not in control of your emotions. Your emotions are in control of you. And therefore, the chaos of the emotions of your reality are going to fluctuate. You're always going to see everything going up and down and twisted and sideways. So if you want to manifest things into your reality, you're first going to have to become more in control of the way that your thoughts and emotions are played out in your reality. So how can you manifest a new reality if you're stuck in a cycle that will not allow you to be the orange? Well, that's a great question. And so this is what we're going to tackle today. So first, I want you to start with the idea that if you get flipped from a negative state, from a stable situation to a negative state of being, in such a quick amount of time, we're not here to pass all this judgment. That is not the objection, the objective. The objective is to analyze the situation and to search for a different frequency. We're going to move the dial just a hair. And by moving it just a hair, by recognizing what we're doing in this moment in time and moving it just a hair, we are now allowing ourselves to be more of a vibrational match to what? An orange, right? A neutral state where it won't matter at all who is squeezing you. So from going from negative to neutral is the goal. And if you can master that, oh my God, oh fuck, dude, you will master anything. You don't understand. That is so important, because then when you're in neutral, what happens next? You get to choose your reality.
You can go right back to negative. You can go to neutral, but I'm going to challenge you to go to positive, because if you can go to positive, boom, you are starting to change every single thing about your reality, whether you're in a poverty state right now, whether you're in a depressed state right now, whether you're the cheater or been cheated on, whether you're the destroyer of the family or the creator of the family, it matters not. Your reality will start to shift when you understand this concept. Manifesting through that negative mindset is shifting and quantum leaping into a new reality. So if you have to wait for every single thing to be perfect, to be happy, well, fuck. You're going to be waiting a long ass time, because there is no state like that. It's like, there's never the right time to get married. There's never the right time to start a business. There's never the right time to quit your job. There's never a right time to have a baby. There's never a right time to go on vacation. There's never a right time to pursue your life. But you only have one. And baby, every second counts. If you start to consider yourself in dog years, right? 1 year is seven. A day is like what? A week? So what is a minute or an hour, a minute or a second? And so in celestial time, we have no idea what that actually means. And so in order for you to understand that going from negative to neutral to positive is the road, the map, the way, the tunnel, the funnel to manifesting a new reality. Well, honey, you have just transmuted a lifetime of negative thinking into the possibility of a lifetime of incredible, positive, wonderful, vibrational state of being. Fuck, you're phenomenal. You are so phenomenal. I love you. I love you. I'm so proud of you. Yes, just stay tuned. We got this. We got this. We got this. Now, how do we go to the next thing? The next step in this evolutionary process, because I just want to make sure I'm not taking up too much of your time, is how to recognize these very negative patterns. And let me tell you something. They are very, very, very negative. And when we are recognizing these negative patterns, what we have to do is observe and understand and be aware of the situation in which they came. All right. So how did you go from the waking up, doing your meditation, having your morning routine, getting yourself prepared and aligned for this great, phenomenal day that you're here above ground and not 6 feet under four? So how do we get into that state of being, and how can we recognize that? That's a great question. So when you understand that this is happening, the first thing to understand is what created this situation. Is there constantly somebody, a roommate, a husband, a boss, a coworker, even your children or your spouse, your significant other, whatever it is, the person that you are talking to, observe what that person is saying that just triggered you. Damn. You want to come back with a quick whip, don't you? You want to come back with something evil and fast and quick. You want to jump right down that throat because you are stuck in a state of being. And when you're stuck in a state of being, you have to start to recognize these patterns. So how can you flip that switch? Well, when they're talking about whatever it is that's upsetting you or that's upsetting them, it's important for you to shift that energy. Simply change the subject. That's the fastest thing to do. Oh my God, I just got home. I was just driving home and the neighbor next door had their dog out and it totally barked at me and blah, 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 whatever the situation is. You recognize it, you acknowledge them, you say hello, whatever the situation is, and then you change the subject. Or you just acknowledge it, sounds rough. Let me tell you about what happened to me today. Let me tell you about something good. Let me tell you, don't say something good, right? But just change the subject, change the energy. Because when you change that energy and you set yourself in a vibrational state of being where you can shift that mindset of yours, you are now setting yourself up for a higher vibrational outcome. That means that you are quantum leaping in and out of different timelines, which is so essential. Okay. So, excuse me, guys, I'm just resetting my fan here. All right. So what I want you to do, the second thing that I want you to do to allow yourself to be a vibrational match to more opportunities in which your guides and your angels can hand you situations and opportunities that come across as magical or enchanted or manifesting a miracle. The second thing that I'm going to challenge you to do in this shift as you're lifting your vibration and changing your frequency is this: for you to set a timer twice a day, and you're going to keep a journal. Whatever time that is, whether it's, 3 o'clock in the afternoon and 7 o'clock at night, whenever you really feel like you were doing okay, and somehow it seems like during the day, this is always the time where something seems to shift or something seems to go wrong or something seems to go negative. This is when we're going to set our timer, and we're going to do this for 21 days because we need to review the pattern and we need to see what the pattern is. And we need to understand why it is that we're moving and shifting and vibrating in this dimension. And so when you do that, I want you to also start to pay attention to what is going on when this happens. Who's around you? What's going on? What are you listening to? What are you watching? What are you reading? What are you around? Who are you around? What do they need? And why are they in your reality? When things are changing and then they impact you in order for you to change from positive to negative or from neutral to negative, you can start to eliminate and understand that the vibrational things that you're looking for are not found in these different conversations or in these people. And you can ask your guides and your angels to start moving and removing things from your life that no longer serve in the direction in which we're going in. I want you to win. 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 And so does the universe. Everything about this planet is here to support us. The trees, the pollen, the oxygen, the air, the sun, everything. The naturalness of the way that all the fruits have seeds in them so they can just replenish themselves. Everything is just limitless, and it's here for us to be helped, to be served. And we don't understand that we're missing out on our own divine alignment. You came here to get out of this reality and to move into a dynamic and powerful one. So what reality are you willing to manifest? What changes are you willing to make? How deep down the well are you willing to go to unleash all the magic of the miracles that you are here to manifest? You are a creator. You are here to create your reality. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. You are divinely blessed. And the most important thing that you have to know right now is that there is nobody else on this planet that can do it for you. There's nobody on this planet, that understands exactly the blueprint that's inside of your mind. Nobody else can tap into who you are. That's just you, baby. You are not alone. You have not been forgotten. This isn't a waste of your space. You have all the things that you need. You are worthy of whatever reality. You have a purpose. You are here to help. You are here to serve. And if these examples and these timelines and all of these things are not exactly the way that you want them to be, then it's time for you to understand that it's time for you to go beyond the podcast and start working with me. No matter where in the world you live, you can take one of my courses. You can sign up for my newsletter. You can log in and book an hour or 2 hour session with me. Every January, I take 12 students on to set their year intact. And there's only 12 slots. And it's called Alignment Exposed. And Alignment Exposed is a 6-week course with both one-on-one coaching and group coaching. And the souls that you meet in your tribe and this tribe will absolutely, absolutely blow you away. So I want you to live in a higher state of being, and I want you to understand that it is time for you to tap into the Michelle J. Lamont community and the Manifesting Manifestors Academy. And we are going to find all of the things that are keeping you trapped outside of your reality. And I promise you, you're so close. If your guides and your angels brought you here to this podcast, the plan is not for you to fail. The plan is not for you to be depressed. The plan is not for you to feel the way you feel right now. It's for you to be elevated. It's for you to be protected. It's for you to be loved. It's for you to be understood. It's for you to be here. It's for you to be held. It's for you to be touched. It's for you to be divinely blessed. It's for you to have everything that you want. I know that you are understanding this in a different way. And I know that when we're in a state of being where everything seems dark, it's hard to see the light. But I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, the plan is not for you to fail. The plan is for you to succeed. The plan is not for you to see the suffering in your life and wallow in it. The plan is for you to understand that this is a path that the demons are angels and that light will overcome darkness in every situation. There's no reality in which you're not worthy of receiving your ultimate abundance. If you have it in your heart to be a singer, you need to sing. If you have it in your heart to help people, then you should probably join my 12-week course on becoming a certified manifestation coach. Because I want to teach you how to free yourself from whatever reality it is that you're living in and to go into whatever reality that suits you best. It's so hard when you've only known one way. So I encourage you to sign up for my newsletter and you get my free ebook. I encourage you to sign up for my free 15-minute call. But most importantly, and the only price that you have to pay for this podcast, there's no subscription fee. Not yet. I'm just kidding. The price is writing a review and sending this to 5 people. 5 ways that you can raise the vibration. And if you can't do that, make a social media post. Make a TikTok, make a LinkedIn, make a Facebook, make Pinterest, whatever you can to raise the vibration of the planet and to send some hope into this world. Let's get rid of all of this painful suffering and toil. Work in the energy, not against it. And manifest the highest and the best version of yourself. Okay, my friends, it is time for me to wrap up. Okay, producers, it's time for you to tap into me. It is that time of the show when I'm going to ask you to sing along with me, to vibe, to jam. We have a saying here, everything is always working out for me. We're going to chant this along. We're going to high vibe it along. We're going to say, everything is always working out for me 3 times, and then everything 3 times, twice. 3-3-2-2. 3-3-2-2. 3-3-2-2. Good deal. All right. And in 3-2-1. Huh. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything, everything, everything. Again, everything is always working out. Me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything, everything, everything. Yeah. Now you listen here, you crazy manifestors. It is time for you to go and manifest the highest and the best version of yourself. My name is Michelle Juanita Lamont, and you have been listening to Manifesting Miracles, the podcast that makes manifesting a snap. I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, and until next time, go manifest your miracle today!